Hey, everybody. Just a little update that I forgot that I wanted to include. And this was not done by me. This was done by somebody who dug today, a subscriber. And I'm just going to read what they said. I did a bit of a deep dive after the Ghislaine arrest today. And they are from Massachusetts. And they said, so I did some research in the assessment databases, and once I found out her address, which I've mentioned before, 358 East Washington Street, the owner was Granite Realty LLC. So I have already talked about that, you know, the LLC situation and how anonymous it was. You know, but it's pretty common for large properties like this. It's really common in LA because you don't, actors and actresses don't want you to know where they live. So LLCs buy properties. But what this subscriber found odd was the mailing address was listed as 155 Seaport Boulevard, Boston, Massachusetts. Now, the building does have apartments, but since there was no unit number, they figured this was a business address. So, apparently, this LLC was created by a lawyer in Boston named Jeffrey Roberts. And he works at a law firm called Nutter, McLennan, and Fish Law Firm, located at 155 Seaport Boulevard. And he's an estate lawyer. Generally, it would be real estate lawyers who would help create an LLC trust for a property, not the estate lawyer. And that's not even the interesting part. Everything, that part, was pretty easy to find, they said. But once they did some research on Jeffrey Roberts, they figured out that he's married to an attorney named Kara Fauci. And obviously, you know, this led to, hey, is there a Dr. Anthony Fauci connection? Because Kara also went to Holy Cross, which is Dr. Fauci's alma mater. She went to BC, Boston College Law, with Jeffrey Roberts, where, you know, one can assume that they met. And then after looking at some obituaries, it appears that Kara Fauci's grandfather is Anthony Fauci's brother. Very, very interesting get. Good stuff.